Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The DH, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brian Hunter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Lampkin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Bottenfield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Park. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Caruso hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jordan hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clayton bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Howard, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lampkin moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lampkin moves to third. Howard moves to second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lankford for the out. Lampkin scores. Howard moves to third. McGee moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Park fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Royce Clayton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Clayton. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Clayton steals second. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lampkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lampkin for the out. Clayton moves to third. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGee. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Lankford scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive towards short. Caruso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Clayton reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Jordan scores. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lampkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. James Baldwin now pitching. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGhee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGhee hits a line drive towards short. Caruso catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Ibar now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caruso moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGhee. Ventura reaches second base with a double. John Frascatore now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Lampkin for a passed ball. Ventura moves to third. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGwire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a line drive beyond short. Caruso can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clayton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clayton hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Fordham now pitching. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lampkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lampkin strikes out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fordham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lampkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a line drive beyond short. Clayton can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abbott is 0-for-3 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lankford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lankford takes first base on ball four. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Lankford steals second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. McGuire strikes out. One out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Lankford. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Lankford steals third. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jordan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lankford scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Curtis King now pitching. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 8, White Sox, 8. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 8. The Cardinals will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lampkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lampkin for the out. Clayton moves to second. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abbott is 0 for 4 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron bunts towards the mound. King fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Norton pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Durham is walked intentionally. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Caruso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 8. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chad Kreider now catching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-0-0. McGee is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lankford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3-0-0. McGwire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McGwire is walked intentionally. Brian Jordan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jordan is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. McGwire moves to second. John Mabry pinch hits for Brian Hunter. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mabry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Lowe now pitching. John Mabry now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0-0. Ventura is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.